Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. I hope you'll be able to stick with us this afternoon, and I hope you're having a great day. It's just absolutely gorgeous out there. It was 76 degrees, I think, on my car thermometer when I pulled into the parking lot here at the station, and this is just a beautiful time of year to be in northeastern Ohio. Leaves are starting to change colors, and humidity's down, and temperatures are moderated, and unfortunately, still a few pesky mosquitoes out there, but this is a great time to be in northeastern Ohio, like I said. And I'm glad you're with us on this beautiful afternoon. We got a special program planned today. I've got a special guest. I'll be joining us in just a moment, but I want to remind you, check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And when you go there, you can certainly find out more about me, more about the program, and you can also find out more about our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I am the pastor, and we'll have more information on that at the end of the program. Certainly invite you to come out and visit us on Sunday morning. I am currently at the 11 o'clock in our morning service preaching through the Gospel of John, and then at 6 o'clock in our evening service, I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs, and then we have our Friday night Bible study every Friday night from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It's an informal Bible study where you bring the questions, and we just spend some time just fellowshipping around the Word of God, and like I said, it's informal. We've got refreshments, and we'd certainly love to have you visit us there sometime. All right, well, we do have a special guest today, somebody I've been meaning to get on the radio here for quite some time, and it's my fault that she hasn't been with us before, but we're joined today with Lisa Woods, who is the founder of McFan, Medina County Friends and Neighbors. And Lisa, welcome to the program today.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
Well, it's really good to have you. We've been talking about getting you on the air with us sometime, and I'm really excited to have you on today, because really today's a great opportunity, because McFan's coming up on its 15th anniversary, isn't it?
It is. Yep.
Well, when we think about it, you know, you've done a lot over the years, and of course, you've been involved in a number of things in Medina County, and you've served on the State Board of Education and in a variety of things. But if you could, can you introduce yourself to our audience and get a little background there and how you happened to be there for the beginning of McFan?
Sure. So a little over 15 years ago, my husband Jim and I were a little concerned about the upcoming election. So I think it was probably in June when we really started working on getting an email list together and knocking on doors and talking to people. And the Republican Party here was kind of hard to find and not as accessible. And so we decided that we would show them kind of like maybe what we should be doing. And we kind of recreated something that we had both been a part of in Cobb County, Georgia, which was a Republican Party. And they met twice a month at a little restaurant called Biddle's. And the owners were very conservative, and it was always just packed with excitement and a lot of good conservative folks and all of our local elected officials. So we decided to kind of recreate that and do that for a couple of months, and, you know, up until the election. And then that would give a way to kind of funnel people into the just into being active and knowing about the Republican Party and our good conservative candidates in the area. But most specifically, we really wanted Sarah Palin to be our vice president.
Oh, I remember those days, yes.
So we started Medina County Friends and Neighbors. We met at the Golden Corral the first few months, actually the first couple of years, because we really thought we were going to do this for a couple of months. But then as it got closer to the election, I remember asking Jim, I said, hey, what if we don't win? What are we going to do? And he said, well, then we're going to have 4 years of really hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided, I think the meeting before the election, that we would continue and at least have a couple more afterwards. And then when that happened, we decided to continue because we really thought that it was important that people become knowledgeable and active, and we wanted to be that venue to help people get there, whatever step that they're on.
Well, and it is nice because it's such a nice informal setting, and you get a variety of people there. And you know, a lot of times I've had opportunity to be there myself, and I do want to thank you for allowing me to open meetings in prayer on occasion. But one of the things as a pastor, and one of the reasons actually I've been wanting to have you on too, is I think McFann and organizations like McFann, a lot of times those of us in the faith community tend to kind of, I don't want to say ignore, but avoid, I don't know if that's too strong of a word, but we're certainly not taking advantage, I don't believe, of groups like McFann that provide a valuable resource. Because, you know, as a pastor, I feel very strongly that I'm to lead my people in our church, I lead the people to become salt and light in the world around us, like the Bible says. And if we don't know what's happening in the world, how can we really effectively pray and interact? And so that's one of the things I found interesting about McFann over the years, is you've had a number of issues that you've dealt with, a number of speakers that you've had over the years that have really helped, you know, I think Christians, and there are a lot of Christians who come to the meetings, obviously, I said are a lot of, you know, and it's nice, but, you know, I just wish there were some more pastors that were there. I say this all the time, but I know not everybody can come, and they're busy and everything, but I appreciate the people who are there and the information that's provided. I mean, you've had some very interesting speakers over the years. Who stands out for you over the years?
Oh, thank you. Well, Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms has been a great speaker. He was one of our first ones in 2009. I remember we had a blizzard that morning, and we still had 40 people show up for that meeting, and we were relatively new then, so that was wonderful, and he's comes back often. Past president of the Senate, Larry Aboff, has been very engaged and supportive and accessible, which has been really, really nice. And a lot of people don't realize that he was the first to write the, what was it? I hope I say it right. The lawsuit against Obamacare?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I heard about that.
Right, right. And we organized and had petitions signed about that back in that day. Chris Long has been amazing and supportive over the years.
The Ohio Christian Alliance, yes.
Ohio Christian Alliance, and, of course, Bob France and Peter Kersenow and Claire Lopez. I think those are the three that are members, or you know, we don't really have a membership, so to speak. You just show up. But the audience really loves to see, and they bring a big crowd. And Claire Lopez is from the D.C. area, but she has family in the area, so I catch her when she's visiting, and it's a real privilege to hear, like a real national security update. It's like a presidential level of information from Claire Lopez, and Bob France, who is amazing and really, really is the one show that I listen to regularly because it's really important to me to hear what's going on specifically in Northeast Ohio and throughout Ohio, and of course national too. But the people that he has on those shows are people that we can really, you know, work with because they're local.
Right. Yeah, and I just, for our listeners, of course, many of them know that Bob France is on our sister station, 1420, which is the sister station to 1220, which we're on right now. And he's on in the morning from 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock, or no, noon.
Actually 1145.
1145, that's right, because they have the program at the little 15-minute news thing there. But yeah, he's on, and you were mentioning Chris Long, and Bob France and Chris Long worked together, and we had the dedication ceremony for the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., with the addition of the D-Day prayer and the expansion of the Circle of Remembrance. And Bob France was there for that, and some of our listeners were there on that trip. And outstanding job when you think about it, the things that he shared and just tying everything together. And we had kind of a rainy, drizzly day. It was on Veterans Day, November 11th last year, and the rain stopped when we started the program there. And what a nice program that was, and what a help both of those men brought together to remember, you know, these people that sacrificed their all. And that certainly is one of the things that McFann has been good at doing, is reminding of us of our history and then telling us what's happening and what we can do over the years. And then the different speakers that you mentioned, of course, Peter Kirstenaugh and Claire Lopez and others, bringing up various topics that I think are vital for us to know about here in our churches. Just trying to think of one off the top of my head. But I was going to say in July, leading up to August, of course, McFann was instrumental in helping a lot of people understand issue one back in the August special election. And of course, now we're faced with issue one and two in the November election. But you've been instrumental in helping out with a lot of that over the years, haven't you?
Yes. We do our best, and it's fun to get people engaged and involved. You know, when they come to a meeting, there's so much more that goes on after the meeting.
Yes, that's right.
There's precinct walking, there's joining with the local GOP, there's other groups that have formed, like Moms for Liberty and some other ones like that, that will get together and start the knocking on doors or getting signs to people. Just, you could go on and on.
Well, and you mentioned about other groups and things that are there, and that's one of the things that I find advantageous to me as a pastor, is I get to find out what some of these other groups are doing and the information that's provided, whether it be signs or literature, or different things that's available, and you mentioned petitions as well, and it gives us a chance to find out about some of these organizations, find out about some of the candidates. That's another big aspect of McFann, is the candidates that I'll ask you to elaborate on in a minute. But it allows me as a pastor to be able to find out information so that when I'm at my church on Friday night during our Bible study, or Sunday during our Sunday services, or just during the week talking to people, when people ask me questions, you know, Pastor, I heard something's happening. Have you heard anything about it? What should we be doing about this? Oftentimes, I'm able to come back to something that I've heard at a McFann meeting or somebody that I've talked to afterwards and say, well, you know, there's a group out there that's addressing this issue, or, you know, there's a candidate that's taking a stand on this issue. And I think for me, that's been valuable. I appreciate the work that you're doing there, Lisa, with lining these people up. But I want to come back to this issue of the candidates. You have a variety of candidates who come through, and how do you go about choosing who comes or handling the presentation of candidates? Because I do think that's important.
Thanks. I try to invite all of them, as far as the conservatives and independents, and they can choose whether or not to come. They're always invited, and I always recognize any candidate or elected official that's in the room, so people have the chance to see them. And I just want to mention how important it is for us to really see them firsthand and not just read the headlines. It can be so misleading. And look them in the eye and shake their hand and get a real feel for who these people are. And ultimately, those that serve in office will really be tested. And it's so important to pick as godly of a candidate as mm-hmm. you can for these positions, because only with God can they get through the temptations,
right?
All the things that will be coming at them, you know, the hard times, and it'll take someone of faith to truly be able to get through those rough waters.
And you know, thank you for bringing that up, because I was thinking a passage that I've shared many times on this program, many times at our church, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, the first two verses, the Bible says, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." And by meeting these candidates, and that's everything from people running for national office, you know, in sense of the national Senate, legislatures, things like that, as well as state offices, county offices, school boards, quite a variety, local offices. It gives a chance to meet these people, and you know, from my perspective as a pastor, it's a lot easier to pray for somebody that I've met, somebody that I've talked to, somebody that I have a little bit of an idea of what motivates them and how they're how they think, and so when I pray for them, but to pray for somebody I know, it's a lot easier than saying, "Well, Lord, pray for all the senators." Well, okay, there's a lot of them. I don't know all of them, that's for sure. But that's something that I think is a tremendous thing that McFann makes available for pastors and Christians.
Oh, thank you. And you know, it's so important to pray for these people, mm-hmm. and to not to get an emotional attachment of love or hate for any of them in a way that it can mislead you. These are the people that once a candidate becomes an elected official, you know, they're the one at the table. And often there's some that we don't particularly care for.
Right.
But as real Christians, we have to pray for them. And if we've met them, we can actually engage with them later on, maybe stop into their office or send them an email and say, "Hey, you know, I talked with you briefly at, you know, so-and-so," and it means a little bit more, and it gets you a little bit closer, and it makes, you know, where we can really make positive change. And so sometimes when I invite candidates to be the guest speaker, I don't want people to get confused that that's an endorsement.
Right.
It's really not. We appreciate anyone that has the courage, for one, to jump in the ring and mm-hmm. to fight these battles and do the work for our constituents. But no matter who gets there, once they're at the table, those are the ones that we have to work for, and it's better to have the most positive relationship you can with them so that you can personally affect good change.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when Paul wrote those words and talked about praying for kings and for all that are in authority, just what you said, they're not all people that necessarily you like. He was during the Roman government at that time, you know, Nero, the Caesar, and he dealt with such people as King Herod and then Festus and other ones that he dealt with there. And these were not necessarily nice people, and yet we're still enjoined to pray for them. And the other thing, too, is by meeting some of these people here, when I have opportunity to go down to the State House, for instance, it's much easier to get to meet and talk with some of these people at the State House or share something before one of the committees is, you know, on dealing with legislation that's being discussed. When you've had a chance to talk to some of these people beforehand and get a chance to meet them outside of the committee hearing at the State House, so it's tremendous opportunity, as I said. Something else I wanted to ask you to elaborate on, and this is something that I think McFann's done well here over the years, is helping and encouraging people to run for public office. I know you've been focusing a lot on school boards in Medina County lately, but how has that come about that you have put some effort into that?
Well, one thing was that when I was on the State Board of Education. When I first ran, I could have never imagined myself running for that position. And there I was. And it was a sweeping election, actually. Mm-hmm. I think I won by well over 60-some percent for that. So I guess the point I'm trying to say with this is everyone should know that they can do good things, and don't ever think you're not good enough to be in a position. Even some of these, you know, township trustees and central committee, these are all important positions, and people should take a look and see if they have the time to commit a little more to something like this and be a candidate on any level, and never think you're not good enough to do it. I love the local school boards because it's something that you can really see the difference and be in the community that you're in, and with all the voters and the parents and students, you can really be a positive change and literally protect them from this tsunami of really evil what's coming into the schools. And it might be a hard go, but I don't think God ever promises us an easy go on this time at earth. And I find that I have the energy and the motivation to continue, whether it was on the school board or just leading McFan, to do these good works. And you meet more people as you do it, and you get people to help you and to back you up. And I highly encourage anyone that's listening, if they've ever had that thought, to come to McFan, meet some folks, and if you're thinking about it, you know, let me know, and we'll direct you to other people that can help you, leaders and groups that can also help you in that endeavor.
Oh, absolutely. And we're coming down into the final few minutes here. And I was going to say, somebody that thinks they're not good enough, I think the easiest way to cure that is just take a look at the people who are serving in some of these offices. I think you'll quickly come to the realization, they can do it, I can do it. But one thing I wanted to mention too, you know, a lot of times people think, well, Medina County friends and neighbors, don't I have to be in Medina County? Well, I'm in Summit County. You know, I'm outside of Medina County. I profit a lot from the information that I get. And I know you have a number of people come in who, especially with some of the elected officials, they're serving in areas that cover outside of Medina County as well. So in the 2 minutes or so that we got left, how can people find out more if they would like to come to one of the meetings or just find out more about McFan?
Mark your calendars for the second and fourth Saturdays of the month, except for November and December, because it's too close. The fourth Saturday is too close to the holidays. Mm-hmm. But year-round, we're at the Thirsty Cowboy. You can call me or email me. My email is very simple. It's lisawoods@mcfan.org. I think the most common problem is you got to remember it's org and not com.
Right.
So it's lisawoods@mcfan.org. Send an email and come to a meeting, and then we'll get you on the email list, and you'll get notifications, you know, before each meeting.
Absolutely, and I hear the music coming up there. We got about a minute left. Lisa Woods, I want to congratulate you on the work that you've done with McFan, and a happy 15th anniversary there, and we'll have to get you back on again sometime in the future, but I'm certainly praying for you, and it all continues to go well, especially with the anniversary celebration this weekend. Lisa, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Pastor Al.
All right. Thank you. God bless. Hope to see you Saturday morning, tomorrow morning myself as well. I hope to be there. So you take care. God bless. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Check them out online. And if nothing else, just do a search for Medina County Friends and Neighbors, and you'll find out some more information there too. Thanks for listening today. Join us next time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com.
You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.